Text 4. You will hear a radio interview with a teacher in charge of a neighborhood aid project.
Before you listen to text 4, read questions 8 to 10 now. Listen to text 4 and answer questions 8 to 10.
Good morning, Mr. Tan. Welcome to our program.
My pleasure, Janet. And please, call me Dylan. I am happy to be here to share my school's food aid project with listeners. It is a very meaningful project, since my school believes in inculcating the value of empathy in our students. And there's no better way to do this than by giving them opportunities to interact with the vulnerable and less fortunate among us.
I heard that your school even adopted some blocks of rental flats in the neighborhood.
Yes, I have gone to some of these flats with my class of students. They were quite shocked to see the state of the flats, to be honest. Once they got over the shock, they realized how fortunate they themselves were. The boys got down to scrubbing toilets and sweeping. The girls were exhausted after folding clothes and washing dishes left in the sink for days. They never did household chores in their own homes because they had helpers. And of course, their doting mothers and grandmothers.
Oops, I think I am guilty of being a doting mother too. I don't let my children wash dishes because I thought of the breakage and injuries that could occur if they were not careful. I will stop thinking this way from now on.
Good for you, Janet. My students also improved in their teamwork and problem-solving skills after their involvement in our school's food aid project. In teams of 5, they packed donated food in the We Care packs and delivered them to the rental flats as well.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Question 8. How did the students feel at first when they saw the flats? Question 9. Why did Dylan get his students to go to the rental flats? Question 10. What could the students do better after their involvement in the food aid project? Listen to text 4 again.
Good morning, Mr. Tan. Welcome to our program.
My pleasure, Janet. And please, call me Dylan. I am happy to be here to share my school's food aid project with listeners. It is a very meaningful project, since my school believes in inculcating the value of empathy in our students. And there's no better way to do this than by giving them opportunities to interact with the vulnerable and less fortunate among us.
I heard that your school even adopted some blocks of rental flats in the neighborhood.
Yes, I have gone to some of these flats with my class of students. They were quite shocked to see the state of the flats, to be honest. Once they got over the shock, they realized how fortunate they themselves were. The boys got down to scrubbing toilets and sweeping. The girls were exhausted after folding clothes and washing dishes left in the sink for days. They never did household chores in their own homes because they had helpers. And of course, their doting mothers and grandmothers.
Oops, I think I am guilty of being a doting mother too. I don't let my children wash dishes because I thought of the breakage and injuries that could occur if they were not careful. I will stop thinking this way from now on.
Good for you, Janet. My students also improved in their teamwork and problem-solving skills after their involvement in our school's food aid project. In teams of five, they packed donated food in the We Care packs and delivered them to the rental flats as well.
Wow, that's wonderful.